Blog Talk Radio.
You know what it is, right? Here we go. Elder Prevost on the flow. Music. Yeah, I know what it is.
You can use the tweet.
I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is so extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary.
Go ahead.
You think Elder just extra? You think I do the most?
Yeah.
You wanna know how I know? Spirit told me so.
They were
power preacher on the mic in the church flowing.
Yeah.
And got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. You just extra. You need to stop. You need to get out that prayer line
and get a job.
He ain't hearing from God
now.
He just being lazy. That's what he's smoking on. They got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all bad in peace.
Write it down.
Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember
this.
I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just ordinary.
But my ordinary is extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary? But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual or extra lyrical. You so hear me, yo. I just move with the spirit when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'm going to kill it. He will feel it. Nothing I do no more. It's about the dough. Nothing I do no more. It's for the show. And this a free download. Can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the dough. God with me. Yup. So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down. Not to the top of me. Try to overthrow the boss. That's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked. That's why y'all mad at me. Around the G-O-D. Because he got my back.
He do
it. Elder is weak. He picking up the slack. He blessed me.
Why?
So I can wreck the track. I bet you rewind it.
I will.
And play it back. I body boys on these beats. And I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I can preach an hour or two.
Dang.
So you might as well get comfortable. Cause here we go. Before I start the sermon, though, I had to let you know. I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary? But I'm just being ordinary. Yeah. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual. Or extra lyrical, you just a video. I just move with the spirit when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary? But I'm just being ordinary. I'm just being ordinary. I'm just being ordinary. I'm just being ordinary. Tell me, I'm just being ordinary.
And your body up.
Amen. We want to welcome everybody, amen, to the Anointed Peak of Christ Worldwide Ministry. Amen. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost Sr. We want to welcome everybody to Thursday Night Thunder. Praise God. Hallelujah. And with featuring Sister Valencia Scott on tonight. She's going to bring forth a dynamic word from the Lord. And we just thank God for each and every last one of you who have tuned in. And truly, we just being ordinary. Hallelujah. Praise God. The things that are miraculous to y'all is ordinary for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we believe, hallelujah, in what the word of God tells us about the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, that the blood of Jesus is just like the blood of the Lamb. It's the blood, hallelujah, when the blood of the Lamb was over the doorpost of the children of Israel, hallelujah, and the death angel got ready to pass over, hallelujah, amen. They passed, the death angel passed by them because they saw the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Praise God. We believe, amen, that when death comes our way, hallelujah, and the enemy comes our way, and hurt, harm, or danger comes our way, hallelujah, amen, when that spirit sees the blood, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus over our lives, it passes over. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's ordinary behavior. Hallelujah. In the book of Malachi, praise God, the Bible says, amen, that God said that we have gone away from his ordinances. Hallelujah. The definition of ordinances is ordinary, praise God, behavior. It's ordinary to have faith, hallelujah, that you will be healed. It's ordinary to believe, hallelujah, that family member that's out there in the streets, hallelujah, as deep in as they can get in, hallelujah, will one day be saved. Praise God. It's ordinary, praise God, to believe, hallelujah, in hope. It's ordinary to believe in faith. Hallelujah. It's ordinary to believe in heaven. It's ordinary to believe, hallelujah, that God has already prepared a way, hallelujah, out of whatever mess we run into, whatever mess we get ourselves in, hallelujah, whatever mess somebody else tries to throw us in. It is ordinary to believe that God is a healer, God is a deliverer, God is a savior. Hallelujah. These are ordinary things. Praise God. Hallelujah. This ain't miraculous. Praise God. The Bible says that a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh a sign. Hallelujah. We don't seek a sign because we are the sign. Can't you see how God has been moving in your life? Praise God. You are the sign. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't need to seek a sign when God has made you a sign. If people can't see what God has done in your life, hallelujah, if they can't see what they done in my life, if they can't see what they done in my wife's life, they ain't looking hard enough, praise God. Amen. If they can't see what they done in Sister Valencia's life, hallelujah, they just not looking hard enough. Hallelujah, it's ordinary, praise God, to us. Hallelujah, but if they look at it, they'll say, I don't see how you came from that, hallelujah, to this. Praise God, hallelujah, how you went from being an angry person, hallelujah, amen, to a nice person. How you went from being a stingy person to being a giving person. Hallelujah, amen. How you went from being on the highway to hell, hallelujah, to the highway to heaven. Praise God, amen. But see, the problem is, I'm going to tell you what the problem, like he said, they seeketh a sign. They looking for a monetary blessing. Hallelujah. They looking for you to be rocking $2,000 suits and, hallelujah, $2,000 stilettos and, hallelujah, $1,000 red bottoms, and they want to see you rocking the Jimmy Choo's. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. If you're not rocking that, they don't believe that you have been blessed. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen, hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you today that God has been working in your life. Hallelujah, he has been working on you from the inside out. Hallelujah, he's been working on your heart. Hallelujah, he's been changing your attitude. Hallelujah, amen. He's been changing your way of thinking. That is what it means to repent. What it means to repent is simply to change your mind. Hallelujah, God has been changing your mind about a lot of stuff. You forgiven people you wouldn't have forgiven 5 years ago. Truth, you forgiven people you wouldn't have forgiven six months ago. Hallelujah, why? Because God has been working in your life. Hallelujah. If you believe it, hallelujah, and you receive it, you can see it. You don't seek a sign. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because you are the sign. Hallelujah. Before we go any further, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name. Hallelujah. We just ask that your presence fill the line on tonight. We bind, we rebuke, and we are cast away any work of the enemy. Hallelujah. On tonight, that's trying to prevent us from receiving our healing. That's trying to prevent us from getting our deliverance. Hallelujah. That's trying to prevent us from getting that answer that we know you have, Lord. And we thank you in advance for the miracles, hallelujah, what the world calls miracles that are about to take place on the line on tonight, the changing of our minds, the changing of our attitudes, hallelujah, praise God, the changing of our hearts, Lord. We thank you for it on tonight, and we praise you, we magnify you, and we lift your name up high and holy, for you are truly worthy to be praised. In your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah, and Amen. Once again, we want to thank each and every one of you for joining us on tonight. Hallelujah. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ. Hallelujah. Worldwide Ministries. Amen. And we want to welcome everybody, thank everybody and welcome everybody for tuning in tonight. It is Thursday night. Hallelujah. And those of you that come every Thursday night, praise God. Y'all know what we do every Thursday night. Praise God. We have Thursday Night Thunder. Hallelujah. Amen. With our very own Sister Valencia Scott. Hallelujah. She will be coming forth a little bit later in our program, delivering a dynamic word from the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Right now, we want to go to our throne of grace with our praise reports and our testimonies and our prayer requests. Hallelujah. As I always say, above all, this is the prayer line. And if you have a prayer request, we want to put that on the throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah. Let me take you there with the scripture. And you know what scripture it is. It's Psalms 100. Praise God. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his high and his holy word on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. The last verse says simply, the Lord is good. Hallelujah on tonight. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's good to know that his mercy, hallelujah, is everlasting. If you ask a saint that's been a saint, hallelujah, for a long time, hallelujah, we'll tell you that his mercy is everlasting. Hallelujah, because I was messed up when I came to Christ. I kept messing up after I got in. Hallelujah, and every once in a while, I still mess up every now and then. But his mercy, hallelujah, praise God, the same mercy he gave me when I first got in. Hallelujah, when he washed all those thousands of sins away. And then he kept washing sins away. And he still washes sins away to this day because his mercy is everlasting. The same mercy that my grandma got. Hallelujah. The same mercy that my great-grandma got. Hallelujah, amen. The same mercy, hallelujah, amen, that Solomon got. The same mercy that David got. Hallelujah. He says his truth endures to all generations. That word generations, amen, can go up many ways. You can go generation like I just did from my great-grandmother down to me. Hallelujah. Down to my children and my children's children. Hallelujah. That word generations can be loosely translated, hallelujah, amen, to any, hallelujah, race of people. Hallelujah. His truth endures to not only generation by year, hallelujah, but generation by race. Hallelujah. Whether you're white, black, Hispanic, hallelujah, amen. Whether you're Arabian, Indian, hallelujah, Japanese, Chinese, praise God. Whether you're from Australia or Antarctica, hallelujah, praise God. I know we got people claiming they are the original people of God, hallelujah, on both sides. We got white people claiming, black people claiming, Japanese people claiming. But God says, hallelujah, that his truth endures to all, hallelujah, not just you. Praise God, hallelujah, not just me. Praise God, somebody out there need to hear this, hallelujah, because they think that God's mercy is not extended to them for whatever reason. Hallelujah, praise God, but the Bible says that his truth endures to all, hallelujah, generations. Praise God. As a matter of fact, he started out in verse 1 saying, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Hallelujah. He did not specify where you were from. Hallelujah. Just y'all in Memphis. Y'all the only ones, hallelujah, can give God praise. Wait a minute. Just y'all in California. Y'all the only ones can give God praise. No, just the ones in Texas. He said, all ye lands. He didn't say, hallelujah, just, hallelujah, Israel, just America, just Australia, all ye lands. Nobody is secluded, hallelujah, from the body of Christ. Hallelujah on tonight.
Hallelujah. So if you have a testimony, if you have a prayer request on tonight, hallelujah, the phone lines are opening up as we speak. Hallelujah. And we ask that you come forth with what we call an attitude, hallelujah, of gratitude. Praise God, being thankful for the level that God got you on. Hallelujah. Before you can get promotion, I'm going to say this, and then the lines are open. Before you get promotion, you first have to have appreciation. Hallelujah. Let me break it down. Before you can get promoted, you have to first appreciate the level that God has you on right now. You got to realize that you are going from glory to glory. Hallelujah. See, you can't be asking God to take you into glory. You have to realize you're already in glory. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. You got to realize, amen, you're just, you want to go from glory to glory. You're already in glory. See, the enemy will try to tell you, hallelujah, that you're outside of the grace of God, that you're outside of the glory of God. Hallelujah. But God wanted me to tell you tonight that you're already inside his good graces. Hallelujah. You're already inside of his glory. Hallelujah. What you're asking God to do is not take you into glory. Hallelujah. But take you to the next level of glory. Hallelujah on tonight. So if we have one tonight that has a testimony or a prayer request, the phone lines are open. Hallelujah. Will there be one on tonight? Hallelujah. Will there be one?
Are you saying about tonight? Prayer request, Elder, this Calvin, this Minister Calvin?
Amen, Mr. Calvin. How you doing?
I've been doing okay. It's been a long time, but I'm doing okay.
Well, praise God. Blessing to hear your voice tonight, brother. Amen. You got a prayer request for us on tonight?
Yeah, just keep my family in prayer and the people that I know. Just keep them in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and take that to the throne of grace right now, Brother Calvin. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now on behalf of my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. He's asking for prayer for his friends, for his family, for everybody, hallelujah, that he knows on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, you know his special needs. Hallelujah. You know his special prayer requests. Hallelujah, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that you shine down on him tonight and let him know, hallelujah, you have heard, hallelujah, his request. Hallelujah. You have already answered his prayers. Hallelujah. And we thank you on tonight that you are a hearer of those, hallelujah, who speak to you, that you are, hallelujah, available for those who diligently seek you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it on tonight. Hallelujah. On behalf of our brother in Christ, we magnify you and we praise you for everything that you are doing in his life. Hallelujah. And we magnify you. We lift you up. Hallelujah. For you are truly worthy to be praised. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And amen on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for your brother, Calvin. Amen. And you know, you just keep doing what you're doing. Keep giving God the glory, the honor, and praise. Hallelujah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Elder.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Do we have another testimony, another prayer request on the line on tonight?
Yes, you got Sister Christy from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Amen, amen, Sister Christy. What is your prayer request or your praise report on tonight?
My prayer request is, can you pray for my mom, my three daughters, and my niece, Kamaya Jackson? She is graduating this month, and I am so proud of her.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Let's take it to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. We come before you right now on behalf of our sister in Christ. Hallelujah. Praying for the women around her and her family and in her life, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for her niece on tonight. Praise God that has graduated, hallelujah, has finished, hallelujah, one level of her life, one level of glory, hallelujah, in her life. And Lord, we ask that you equip her, hallelujah, with every all the tools that she needs as you get ready to take her into the next level of glory in her life, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you for it right now. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you touch Sister Christy right now. Hallelujah. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, because she comes speaking not for herself, hallelujah, but for her family, Lord. Hallelujah. So bless her tonight, Lord, for you know her needs. Hallelujah, Lord. You know her private prayer, Lord. Hallelujah. We ask that you answer that prayer on tonight. You said in your word that when two or more are gathered together in your name, and we touch and agree on a thing, that it shall be done by you, by the Father in heaven. Hallelujah. We touch and agree on tonight. Hallelujah. And we thank you in advance for the doors that you are about to open in her life, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance for the healing right now. Hallelujah. We thank you right now for the healing right now. Hallelujah. For the healing right now, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Do we have another testimony or prayer request on tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Any more testimonies or prayer requests? Hallelujah. Before we move forward with our program on tonight. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for each and every prayer request and every testimony that went before the throne of grace on tonight. We thank God for all of those who are on the line of you. Amen. Didn't get a chance to put your testimony or prayer request on the throne on tonight. We will be opening up the line again later on in our program after we receive, hallelujah, the bread of life, the word of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to go to the throne of grace one more time before I introduce our speaker on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Once again, Lord, we just want to come before your holy name, Lord, and tell you thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for the revelation that you are about to reveal to us in our lives tonight. Hallelujah. As you get ready to deliver your word to us through the woman of God and touch the woman of God from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet on tonight. Hallelujah. Continue to strengthen her. Hallelujah. As she walks with you. Hallelujah. As she talks with you. Hallelujah. As she does your will. Hallelujah. According to your word. Hallelujah. She's getting ready to bring forth the word tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Replenish the essence in her. Hallelujah. That she is about to pour out onto us, Lord. And we thank you in advance for the word that you are about to deliver in our lives. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God. Well, we are about to receive the bread of life on tonight. Praise God. And bringing forth the word of God, hallelujah, is none other, hallelujah, than our very own. Praise God, Sister Valencia Scott. She is no stranger to our line. Hallelujah. She was with us way before we were on the radio. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God that she's still with us today. Praise God. And she's getting ready to bring forth a word from God. So immediately, hallelujah, amen, after this song, would you love me always? But anyways, praise God, hallelujah. The next voice you will hear will be that of Sister Valencia Scott.
Walk away from Praise the Lord. Thank you, Elder, for this song. Allow me to go to the throne of grace with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, once again, as humble as I know how. Repenting now, Father, of anything that I've done or said that's not like you, in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And Father God, as I bring forth the word of God to the people of God, Father God, I thank you that someone will be encouraged, healed, delivered, set free on tonight. It's all for your glory. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray you hide me behind the cross, Father. I pray as the word of God comes forth to the people of God that you will hide Valencia. In the name of Jesus, God. And I just thank you, Father God, for this word. Deep down on the inside, in the name of Jesus, God, in your precious name, Lord, I just say thank you, amen, and amen. And Elder Primo and First Lady, I already know forth the word that I'm bringing, and I'm bringing forth the word from the movie called Pure Country, The Gift. And the song that you just heard is from a young lady, her name is Bobby. I'm about to tell y'all about everybody in the movie. Lady Prevo, I will give you the cue when I'm going to need those scriptures, and Elder, I will let you know when I need the last song, but as I move forward, the people that's in this movie first will be Bobby Thomas. Also, number two is George Travis, Kenny the Kid, Brian the Cowboy, Amy, Bobby's mother, Michael, that's the first manager, Aunt Ellie, then it's Kat, who is the kid, it's Todd, the producer, and it's Wes, and Wes is the old friend. Then Bobby, she is from Kentucky. The word that I have for today is use your gift. I'm going to be talking about the gift. Everybody has their own gift. God has given everybody their own unique gift. The definition for gift, a thing given willingly to someone without a payment, a present. And if I go back to the beginning of the movie, it showed me at the beginning of the movie, it's three angels that's in heaven, okay? and they're talking about the gift. They send a little gift to Bobby, which when Bobby was an infant. Okay, Bobby's been singing all her life. Bobby's been singing in church and everything. All Bobby ever wanted to do was sing. And also, Bobby's parents was not around. Bobby's mother died when she was younger, and her father was just not around. So she always was around her Aunt Ella. And she was just telling her aunt that she was just tired of being in Kentucky, that she just wanted to, you know, go out, you know, and just sing. Because she loved to sing. She had like a special gift. She had to, as y'all just heard, as y'all look at this movie, I'm really going to get it. As y'all just heard, thing. That is Bobby. She has a unique gift. She has a very beautiful gift. What makes her different? I want to go to Memphis, and she want to sing. She said, you also got to remember, Bobby, it's three things that you got to do when you go, and it's three rules that you cannot break. The rule number one is you cannot lie. Rule number two is you always got to be fair. Rule number three is you can never break your promise. These are just the rules for her to have the gift. So she's like, okay, I'm gonna keep that in mind. And then she left, and she got a bus ticket. She said she only had $200, and she got a bus ticket, and she went down to Memphis. And, you know, she was looking for a job. But before she even went looking for a job, Bobby was in church. Okay, Bobby just sat in church, stopped praying, and stopped singing, and Bobby fell asleep. And a pastor had walked up toward her, and she said, I'm just looking for a job. I came down here. I want to be a singer. He said, well, you can just let your feet stay down here as you go trying to find a job or whatever. She said, thank you. So she just kept on looking for job after job after job and stuff like that. And you know how it is today in town. People say, you know, I want to be a singer. I want to be a singer. They didn't, you know, they didn't give her a chance. So she met one guy. Well, this old, he's like a real old guy. And she was just telling, he's like, you're really pretty. You're like, you know, you're like a superstar. He's like, it's something really, really special about you. And he asked her, you know, you want to work here and stuff? She said, yes, I just need a job. And he said, you're not a singer, are you? And the guys, it's this guy that was, they were telling her to say no. Don't say that you're no singer. Because if you say it, so I just told y'all, if she say that she's a singer, they ain't going to hire her. So she said, no, I'm not a singer. Number one, the first rule is never lie. Okay, let me back up about a gift. Everybody, like I said, everybody got a gift. Elder got a gift. Like, Elder's a rapper, okay? You know, okay, also, Elder's a preacher. Elder actually have a lot of gifts. So don't you know that Elder don't have to lie about nothing because anything that God has for you is your gift. She did not have to lie. I'm going somewhere with this. She lied. Those were the three rules. The first rule is don't lie. We go to God and say, God, I want this. God, I want that. God knows that we're not ready for the gift that he really had for us because we're going to be tested. She had no reason to lie because this girl had a gift that she can really sing. But she lied because they told her to lie. Her aunt told her, when you leave, and her aunt, you know the older people with wisdom, you better listen to the older people with wisdom because they know what they're talking about. That baby, don't lie. But she lied. And guess what? She got the job. But she lied to get the job, which she didn't have to do. Okay? As we're moving forward, she meets six other guys. I'm trying to keep it. I got to sit down. Y'all know what y'all trying to bring forth. You're trying to bring forth the word of God, but you can't keep your paper because I can't bring forth the word and walk with paper. I just cannot do it. So I'm kind of throwing off with names. Okay, as I move forward, she meets other six. This guy, they are musicians. Got to find a name. They call it Sun. Okay, here it is. That's okay. The Rising Sun. Okay, she met one. They are musicians, and they can play very well. And one of the musicians wrote a song, but it was not a real good song. That song y'all just heard, Would You Love Me Anyway, it's a song that Bobby had wrote. And the manager was listening to it. He was watching them the whole time when, you know, he was watching the guys play the music. And also when Bobby had came, he like, wow, this woman is special for the way that she could sing and stuff like that. He said, I want to be your producer. He said, I want to be your manager. I want to help y'all. So they got all excited about that. So he took them, you know, to meet different people, and they were singing. And this guy, what's his crook name? Because, you know, it's always a crook. It got to be a crook in the midst. And this crook, the producer. The producer name was Todd. Okay. They all a team. You're supposed to be a team. He didn't want the team. He wanted Bobby. Because, see, Bobby was the special one that got the gift. He wanted Bobby. But Bobby really, let me also back up about Bobby. Bobby is not a bad person. Bobby is this young, beautiful, intelligent young lady with a beautiful spirit that just had, not a young lady that want to do anything wrong. She just want to be a singer. But I'm sorry, even with ministry saints, it's just rules like the Ten Commandments. It's just rules. If God say don't every last one of the room. And you know what? God, no, we're going to God like, God, I'm ready. God, like, no, you're not. God, I want this house. You ain't ready. God, I want this job. You ain't ready. God, I want this car. You ain't ready. God, I want this husband. You ain't ready. God, I want this wife. You ain't ready. God, no, we not ready. But we get all up in our flesh. We got all up in our feelings to think that we know, that we think that we ready, and we really not ready, okay? Because this producer guy's telling her, okay, be like, you have to do what you got to do to look after you. Because for one, she working as a waitress at first, but now she getting a contract, which means she got to cut them off, and they pay her. And she, to the rules, rule number one, never lie. Rule number two, always be fair. She let them go to get the money. She already broke two rules. It's only three rules. It's already two rules, and she just ended though. So guess what? Success was good. Everything was going great for Bobby. Her life was great. Let me back up to this guy named this cowboy guy named Brian that she liked in Kentucky. He used to ride the bulls, and you know, he's a cowboy, a real nice guy. She liked him, and he liked her. And you know, she's doing a video, so she see this guy in the paper. She tell her manager to call him because she wanted to be in the video. So they talking and catching up. They, you know, chemistry. He liked her a lot, and she really liked him. And the guy, the producer guy, he liked it. Bobby liked it, but Bobby did not like him like that. So he went and paid and to bring Bobby's father. Found Bobby's father, which meant a lot to Bobby because she wanted her father. You know, she didn't have her mom. Her mom died. So she just wanted some type of family. So she just, oh, let me back up, y'all. I skipped a part. When she jumped on the young guys, the Sunshine Band, when she jumped on them, she called her aunt. And she like, I'm happy this happened. I'm about to sign this contract and this and that. She said, before she cut them off, she told her, she said, Bobby, make sure, Bobby, that you always be fair and always keep your promise. She said, yes, aunt. But when she hung up the phone, she said, what about number one, never lie? She didn't realize, it didn't click. She already lied. See, it's like you know that weird, it's the aunt already knew what was going on. It's like, This woman of wit, she already knew what's going to happen for one, because Bobby's young. Your body's like around the age maybe 21 or 22. So she's young and she's going to make mistakes. Okay, as I'm moving forward. Okay, the guy went and got her father, which is this man, her father is an alcoholic. This is the reason that he wasn't in her life. And he's telling her, he said, I need to just leave you alone. He said, I don't want to hurt you. He said, I'm going to end up hurting you, and you're going to hate that you met me. She's like, no, Dad, stay. I want you to stay. And he knows for a fact that he's going to hurt her. So she begged him to stay and stuff. He got all this money, and all the reason that he came was for the money. That's the only reason that he came for his daughter, because of the money. What's going on with you? He started calling to her. She was looking like her mom, talking real bad to her and stuff like that. She got so upset. She told him to get out. She said, she told him, hold on, let me back up. She told this man, she said, Dad, I'm going to be there for you, I promise. You know, I want you to stay. She said, I want you to stay. So when she got upset, she said she hate him. She wished he never came. She wanted him to go. That's rule number three. She done broke the promise. See, it's three. Number one, you can't lie. Number two, always be fair. Number three, always keep your promise. Then she's trying to call her. When that happened, she was hurt. She was really hurt, y'all. She was really hurt about that, about her dad, because she really loved her dad, and she really didn't have anybody, no family or anything, so she tried to call her aunt. Her aunt went after the phone because her aunt already knew what was about to happen. And Lady Preble, I need you to get those scriptures. Her aunt already knew what's about to happen to her, so she did not answer the phone. So it's this young lady walking on stage, finna get ready to sing the gift. It was gone. Took her voice, it was gone. That was the gift. It was gone. It's like it's three things. It's just how God is with us, with our anointing, with all our gifts. When we don't do what thus says the Lord, God will take it. Because God got to get the glory. Like, this girl has a beautiful, powerful voice, but it's rude. And I'm sorry, God loves us, and it's just rude that come with. You got to do what thus says the Lord. And God say, don't lie, don't cheat, don't do this or that. That's the way it goes. That's the way it is with the Christian world. Faith, sanctify the Holy Ghost. I got to be like that all the time, not sometimes. I can't go around cussing people out. I can't go around sleeping, having sex, smoking weed, drinking. I cannot do that. I have to follow the rules of Christianity if I stay on the saint. So what happened was her voice was gone. She went went to the doctor. Ladies, I'm going to get you with those. She went to the doctor. They said, we don't understand it because what we see, you should never been able to voice with some. Her voice made people. I can. Y'all got to check out this movie. I'm saying it's a beautiful Christian movie. It's beautiful, y'all. I'm serious. It's pure country too. It's beautiful, y'all. Please check it out. They were like, we don't understand why, how you can even sing at all. But the doctor said you would never sing again. So what made her so special? Like all of us, everybody got their gift. What made her so special was taken away by just little small things that she didn't keep her word. We tell God, God, I'm going to do this. God, I'm going to do that. God, be like, but you're not. But I love this word God gave me. Later, people, give me those scriptures, please. Give me those scriptures, please.
Amen.
Amen.
So the first scripture is coming from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, and it reads, as every man hadn't received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. The second scripture is coming from James chapter 1, verse 17, and it reads, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variedness, neither shadow of turning. And the third scripture is coming from Romans chapter 6, verse 23. And it reads, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen and amen. So as I move forward, well, guess what happened? Bobby lost everything, so she had to go back home to Kentucky because her aunt told her anyway. She said, baby, you're going to always come home. And she really didn't need to go home, so she went home. She was really upset and crying and everything. And she was like, I called you. Her aunt said, I didn't want to talk to you over the phone. She said, I wanted to talk to you face-to-face. So she said, I can't sing anymore. She said, baby, you can sing. You might not can sing like you used to. She said, but you're going to always sing. She said, you have to find a way to make amends. You have to find all the people that you hurt. She said, because, baby, your heart is empty. Her heart became empty because what we do, things, we let anger, we let bitterness, we allow what has happened to us creep into our spirit. See, when she went out there, she was just full of love, full of joy. She said, babe, you got to let your heart come back with joy, with love, in order for you to sing. She said, babe, you might not sing like you used to. She said, but you will sing again. And she hugged, and her aunt, she was sick. She didn't tell her that she was sick, but she was sick. So what Bobby started doing is she started making amends, you know. She went to see the guy Brian that I was telling you about. He was in an accident. He was in one of those bullfights. So she was going to see him, and she found out what he truly do. He wasn't all about bulls. He was helping children, disabled children with autism and things like that, disabled kids. That was the reason that he was doing all the bull races and fights, so he had money to do that. So she made amends to the band group. She made amends to them and asked them to come down there to a fundraiser so they could raise money. And so she got her heart right. She became happy again. She became the smile again and everything like that. You know, she was still was singing. She was, like you said, she was not singing like she sung before, but she started singing because she had made amends and she had learned the lesson. And it's three angels. I told you there was up there. It's three angels. One angel name was Matthew. The second angel was Joseph. And the third angel was Peter. You know what three signifies? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And she told her, she said, once you redeem yourself, you can really sing. So she did all of that. And guess what? She redeemed herself, and she got a voice back. She got her gift back. So that's the type of God that we serve. Even though we messed up, the God that we serve, he gives it right back to us. God know we going to mess up. But once we repent, once we get on our knees, once we seek God and be for real, he gives us everything that we lost right back. He gave that girl, she got her gift right back. Her auntie passed because her auntie was the one that was up there. She said, give her gift. She has to redeem herself because she didn't go back to the fame or nothing. She sung from her heart. It was about the kid. It was about the love, about the joy, about helping us. It was nothing about her. Because when she went out, she just wanted to sing for herself. But now when she sung, it was about others. That's what God wanted to use the gift. Like I said, everybody got their own gift. And I don't understand this jealousy thing that be going on because everybody got their own gift. But if you suffer with God and you know who you are,
nobody because you know your gift. I'm a playwriter. Can't nobody write a play like me. Tyler Perry is a playwriter. Can't nobody write a play like Tyler Perry. Everybody has their own unique gift, but don't compromise. Don't compromise. God knows if we're going to compromise, when he let us get things. Look at Mariah Carey. To me, Mariah Carey was the prettiest thing when she didn't have all that makeup on, with all those lashes, with all those cheekbones. To me, Mariah Carey was the most beautiful thing it was because she was here, but she got in this world. Guess what? Mariah Carey started losing her voice. And she can't hit those notes because she sold her soul. Look at beautiful Beyonce. She sold her soul. God knows if we're going to sell our soul for the stuff that we said we want. Uh-huh, that gift. Uh-huh, you got your gift. Uh-huh, but when you compromise. Look at this girl, I'm telling you. This girl, I'm telling you, it ain't no cussing in this movie. Ain't none of that in that movie. This movie is so beautiful. It's so calm. It's so peaceful. This girl did nothing wrong, but she said it was three rules. Okay, it was three rules, and she said, but guess what? That's what I'm talking about. This is how much God loves us. But do we love him that much? Do we love him to really give up what we want? I mean, do we have a hidden agenda on everything that we want to do? Do we really want fame? Do we really want that money? Uh-huh. Or do we really just want Jesus? Uh-huh. What's in us? Uh-huh. I'm talking about the gift. Because he saw God know. God, look, we say we know. We don't know. Look, God know. When God say wait, don't question him exactly what he's doing. And he know the right timing. Because I'm saying, don't believe Dr. The doctor said she can never sing again. The doctor was like, that girl was singing. He said, she don't even know. He said, I don't even know how you were singing anyway. Oh, the God that we serve, she was a miracle. Sure. And guess what? Another thing, look at the movie, y'all. Bobby cried. But Bobby didn't become angry or bitter or start blaming people, you know, like we do as saints. It wasn't no blaming nobody. She accepted it. She walked with her head up high and wanted to help those kids. And she became humble. And she sang. I'm saying she sang again. And then she got that voice. I'm talking about like that anointing. When you hear this girl sing, you feel anointed. When you look at the movie, you can feel like, wow, that girl is something different. You know, just something different about her. Like your gift, thanks. Everybody got their gift. Everybody got their own gift. But you got to follow the rules. And our rules is being, and God's so good. I'm talking about the covering that God gives us. Faith, sanctified, Holy Ghost, fear. I'm talking about the prayer life. Uh-huh. That's a gift. Fasting. That's a gift. The spirit of discernment. That's a gift. Interpretation of tongues. God give us so many gifts. We are so blessed, and he is so good to us. Are we good to God? Are we going to keep on lying to God and say, God, I'm not going to do this when you bless me with that? He said, I bless you with this little bit. You still wouldn't do what I said do. Look, God tests us. God know what we're going to do before we do it. But the God that we serve, the God that we serve, he loves us so much, and he wants us to have it out. He see our tears. He's shedding it up on you. He see our tears. He's shedding it up on you. He don't want us hurt. But why we so okay hurting him? He said it up on you. Why we so okay hurting our father? But he don't like to see us hurt. He said that it up on you. Get it in that seat. He said that up on you. Get it in that seat. That's why this virus, and we can't hurt him. In the church, come out the church. He said, minister outside. He said, it in that seat. He said, it won't see no love. He said, it won't see get it in that seat. Hey, he said, it anger. He said, it won't see no patience. He said, it won't see. He said, it ain't going to see it in that seat. We got to stop hurting God, saints. We got to stop hurting. Anytime I told y'all, anytime I bring forth a word of God, it go to me first. I have to repent daily. I hurt him every day. I might say something wrong. I might look at something wrong. I have to repent. And I ask him on the, and I tell him, and I mean it from my heart. He's saying it double sheep. Because I never met nobody like God. Nobody like God. Nobody like God. I say, forgive me. He said, but not wanting you, God, as much as you want me. He said, that I don't see. He said, that I don't see. He said, that I don't see. God want us for nothing. He said, that I don't see. He said, that I don't see. Love, my people. Love. He said, that I don't see. He said, that I don't see. We want love. We hate. He said, that I don't see. Always talking about what somebody did to us. He got nailed to the cross. They beat him. He said, forgive. thank the man of God. He said, I'm going on mute.
Thank you. I think right now we need to thank a very special young lady, the young lady that put this whole thing together. Bobby Thomas, come on up here to the stage and take a bow.
A very important person in my life once told me when I lost my voice that I could sing from my heart. So if you'll excuse the sound of my voice and just listen to my heart, I'd like to sing a very special song for these very special kids today.
Joseph, come here quick.
That's all the ruckus.
Look!
I've never seen this before.
What do you think it means?
It means...
Right!
The gift should be returned. She has redeemed herself. Found a way to sing without her voice.
Well, it seems you're right.
Well, go on.
Heart.
Praise the Lord.
The name of that song is Dream
Big. Praise the Lord.
Go ahead, Elder.
Hey, man, we thank God, amen, for Sister Valencia. We thank God for that word on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. There are rules to this thing. That's what we forget. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad she brought that out. There are rules, hallelujah, to this thing. Remember when Jesus said, after he said about the feast, hallelujah, he said that he told us there was rules. He said there was one person didn't want to dress, hallelujah, the way God wanted them to dress for the feast. And because he didn't dress the way they wanted him to dress, hallelujah, he was put out. Hallelujah, amen, because there are rules. Hallelujah, rules that we have to follow. Hallelujah, amen. God is a God of order. Praise God, amen. Hallelujah. Like she said, we said it a lot. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. If you don't use the gift that God has given you, hallelujah, amen. Remember the parable of the talents? He left each of them a gift. Hallelujah, amen. And if they didn't use the gift, what happened? The gift got taken away and was given to someone else. Praise God, hallelujah, because they buried their gift. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. We thank God for the woman of God on tonight. We thank God for that word. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace, and then we're going to open up the phone lines once again. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the woman of God on tonight. We thank you for the word that you gave her to deliver to us tonight. Hallelujah. And Lord, help us, hallelujah, to use our gift. Hallelujah. Not just use it, hallelujah, to our benefit, but use it to your benefit. Use it to your will, Lord. Hallelujah. Use it to the most beneficial purpose, hallelujah, for the kingdom. And, Lord, thank you for the woman of God on tonight. Replenish her the virtue, hallelujah, that she has poured out onto your people on tonight. And continue to fill her up with your word, with your wisdom, and with your knowledge. Continue to mold her and shape her. Continue to lead her and guide her, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, and we praise you high in your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. The phone lines are open. If we have any testimonies that weren't put up earlier, any prayer requests, or if you have a comment for the woman of God on the word of God on tonight, we invite you to do so at this time. Hallelujah. The phone lines are unmuted and open. Praise God. Will there be one? Hallelujah. On tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Will there be one? Hallelujah. On tonight. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But we thank God. Hallelujah. For Sister Valencia on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I thought I was speaking, but I realized my phone was on mute. But I just thank God on tonight for the speaker of the hour, Evangelist Scott, and to honor to Elder Prevo on tonight, First Lady Prevo, and I just give honor to God, and I enjoyed the playwright and the message on tonight. It's such a great message, and it had a lot of great points, and I just say stay on the wall and continue to do what God has given you to do, because he says if he has given your hand, if he has put something in your hand to do, he says, go and do it quickly. So I just thank God for each and every one on tonight. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for Apostle Thomas. Amen. Representing Los Angeles, California on the line on tonight. The West Coast is in the building. We thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. A chosen generation of churches. Praise God. For those of you out there listening on Blog Talk Radio, you can go to our archives, and we have a few of some chosen generations backlogged a couple of years, and we have some up-to-date ones. Praise God. They're labeled the World Revival. Hallelujah. So we invite y'all to click on those and listen to the word of God. Praise God. Amen. That God gave Apostle Thomas this mission. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So And it's been going and going. It went longer than it's supposed to. Amen. Is it still going, Apostle? Praise God.
Yes, it is still going. We are going all the way into our third month. It started out as three-night revival. Now it's going to 3 months revival. Amen. So God is good. God is orchestrating, and God is still moving in the land. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we invite, we want all of y'all to be a part, hallelujah, of that. Praise God. Those are every night at 5:30 West Coast time, which is 7:30 Central time, 8:30 New York time. Praise God. I'm pulling up that number right now. The number, hallelujah, for y'all to call in is 774-220-4000. That's a conference line number. That's 774-220-4000. These are for the live recordings. They're going to ask you for an access code. That access code is 01191978. 01191978. That's at 5:30 West Coast time, 7:30 Central time, and 8:30 New York time, East Coast time. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for the move of God. Hallelujah. He gave Apostle Thomas. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And do we have any more testimonies, any more prayer requests on tonight? Praise God. Well, bless God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I just want to acknowledge real quick the gift. Hallelujah, amen, that God has given Sister Valencia, praise God, the ability, hallelujah, to look at a movie and see God in the movie, hear God's message, hallelujah, in the movie. And yes, tonight was you might say a PG-13 movie, praise God, hallelujah, but she's done reviews of other movies, praise God, that were rated R. Hallelujah, amen. But she saw God in it. A lot of those movies I like Training Day. Hallelujah, amen. And people be like, well, you a man of God. Why are you watching that? It's a lot of cussing in it. Hallelujah. If you watching something with the wrong mind frame, you shouldn't be watching it anyway. Hallelujah. If you got the wrong mindset, you can read the Bible and say, I don't like reading the Bible. The Bible got too much violence. Hallelujah, too many people die in the Bible. There's a lot of homosexualism in the Bible. There's a lot of sex in the Bible. Praise God, hallelujah. But if that's what you're looking for, praise God, that's what you're going to find. Hallelujah, amen. But God has given her a gift to find his message. Hallelujah, to look past. Hallelujah, amen. The cuss words, amen. Don't get me wrong, if some of y'all shouldn't be watching it, you shouldn't be watching it. Hallelujah, if it's going to take you to a place, hallelujah, that you ain't trying to go in your mind, that don't take it. Don't go there, praise God. Hallelujah, but don't criticize the next man or the next woman. Hallelujah, amen, because you don't know the gift that God has given them. God has given people gifts to look at the bad and see the good. Hallelujah, you ever had that friend, hallelujah, that no matter how evil another friend you had was, they always saw the good in them? Hallelujah, you called them naive, praise God, hallelujah, you called them off, you said they were the crazy, amen, praise God, but really that's a gift, that's the same gift, hallelujah, that God has. God has the ability to look at us, hallelujah, and see the good in us despite all of the bad that we have, praise God, hallelujah, amen. And God said it, Jesus said it like this: if you had the faith the size of a mustard seed, you could tell the tree, hallelujah, to be uprooted by the roots, hallelujah, and cast itself, hallelujah, into the middle of the sea. If you had that kind of faith, he was talking about forgiveness, praise God, hallelujah, amen. If you're able to forgive and move on, praise God, you won't be stuck at unforgiveness, praise God, hallelujah. Imagine if God was stuck in unforgiveness with one of us, hallelujah, with some of the things that we was done, hallelujah, the lies that we were told. God would have been stuck way back when we was in our 20s, hallelujah, before we ever made it in our 20s, praise God. But he has a gift that he's able to forget. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. I'm not trying to preach after the preacher, but I got to say this. God has a gift that he has passed on to us if we can access that gift and use that gift. God has a gift, the all-knowing God. Hallelujah, Elohim. Hallelujah, the creator. Hallelujah, praise God, Jehovah. Hallelujah, he has a gift that he can forget. Hallelujah, our sins. He says, I will cast your sins into a sea of forgiveness, never to be remembered. He has a gift that he can make a decision to forget. Hallelujah, amen, our sins. Praise God, forget our faults. Praise God, hallelujah. We have that ability too. And I got to say it, but we choosy about, hallelujah, we got selective love. We got selective, hallelujah, forgiveness. Hallelujah, you forgave your husband, you forgave your wife, you forgave your children. Praise God, hallelujah, but you ain't forgave your neighbor. Hallelujah, you done forgot what that child did. Sometimes we got to remind our parents how bad we were. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. Now, sometimes the children got to remind the parents how bad they was. You ain't always been saved, mama. Don't act like we just been dragging us to church our whole life. Sometimes we got to remind ourselves and remind others, hallelujah, where God's grace has reigned in our lives. Hallelujah, how God has forgiven us. And that same gift that he has given us, he said, every man has his own measure of faith. Hallelujah, man meaning mankind, which is inclusive to male and female. Praise God. We all have a level of faith. And he said, if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, hallelujah, amen, you can forget what happened to you as a child. Hallelujah, you can forgive, amen, that man, that ex-husband. He your ex-husband. Praise God, hallelujah, you're still mad at him. That's your ex-wife. Hallelujah, she done moved on, but you still stuck. Hallelujah, in unforgiveness. Praise God, hallelujah. That's a gift God has given us, and we need to use that gift, hallelujah, because that gift is not, watch this, it's not benefiting them, it's benefiting you. Hallelujah, you being stuck, you being stagnant, hallelujah. You know what happens to stagnant water? It begins to stink. It begins to mold. It begins to grow all kind of fungi, hallelujah, because it's stagnant. It's not moving. It's not flowing. God wants us to continue to flow, hallelujah. He don't want us in a dry, stagnant place, hallelujah. So he has given us the ability, hallelujah, to forgive and to forget. Hallelujah, and you have it. I'm not lying. You know somebody got to remind you of what they did. You still cool with them after what they did? Oh, they sure did. Hallelujah, do that. Praise God. Some of y'all bumped into some exes and had to remember. Hallelujah, why did we break up? You so cool. We got good company. Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember now because you forgot. Hallelujah, praise God. God is saying we need to use that gift with everybody. Hallelujah. He says if your brother or your sister sins against you 70 times, seven times a day, you got to forgive them. Hallelujah, if they repent. Praise God, hallelujah. But you got to be able to forgive because watch this. Hallelujah, and we're getting ready to get out of here. Hallelujah, but unless you forgive them, that person could change their ways, but you won't even notice because you're still stagnant at where they used to be. Hallelujah. Remember when Jesus asked Mary and Martha, where did you lay him down? Hallelujah. Where did you leave him at? Hallelujah. Because wherever you left him at, praise God, that's where you stuck at. You still stuck at the tomb. Praise God. So we got to go back to the tomb. Hallelujah. And then if you recall, he told the people, unwrap him. He called Lazarus out. Hallelujah, but first he had the people remove the stone because the people was the one that put the stone there. Hallelujah, amen. That's a stone of unforgiveness that you have put in place. Hallelujah, to block that person. You can't even see that person still alive on the other side of that rock. Hallelujah, because you put that rock, hallelujah, in your eyesight right there, not even in your peripherals. It's right there in front of you. So all you can see is that stone of unforgiveness. But if you roll the stone away, then you got to unwrap it. Remember, he didn't say Moses. He didn't say Lazarus, come out and unwrap yourself. Hallelujah, amen. See, he didn't have to prove to Lazarus that he was alive. Hallelujah, amen. He had to prove to the people that Lazarus was alive. So he had to tell them to unwrap them from the clothes that they wrapped him in. Hallelujah. You the one that wrapped that person in that. They're a liar. They're a backstabber. Hallelujah. Amen. They're a fornicator. They're a cheater. Hallelujah. Amen. They're a swindler. They're a hustler. And you wrapped them up in that, and you put a stone in the way, and you left them right there. Hallelujah. And because that stone is in the way, and because you got them wrapped in those clothes, you can't see that God has moved in their life, and they're not the people they used to be. Hallelujah. Is this not Jesus? Hallelujah. The son of Mary, the carpenter's son? Well, I went to school with him. Hallelujah. I think, watch this, I think I know who he is. How many people out there thought they knew who you were? Hallelujah, praise God. But then the shoe gets on the other foot, and we have the nerve, hallelujah, to think we know who somebody is. Hallelujah, by their actions. Hallelujah, but if I was to judge you by your actions, hallelujah, praise God, amen. If you were to judge me by mine, hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Instead of looking at my heart, like Sister Coleman was saying the other night, hallelujah, God judges us by the heart. We judge people by their actions. Hallelujah. They might have done it one time, but to us, that's who they are. Hallelujah. That person cheated on their wife one time, but to you, that's who he is. He's a cheater. That was 20 years ago, but that's who he is. Hallelujah. Amen. That's just not something he did. That's who he is. Hallelujah. Watch this, amen. We're getting ready to get out of here, but watch this. Child psychologists recommend that when we are disciplining our children, we don't tell them that they are bad, that we tell them the act or whatever they did was bad. You know telling a lie is bad. You're not bad, but what you did was bad. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. That's all God is saying. Hallelujah. What they did was bad. Hallelujah. The person themselves is not bad. That lie you told was, watch this, and it ain't even bad. The Bible instructs us, hallelujah, that the tree was a knowledge of good and evil, not of good and bad. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why he said, you, hallelujah, he was talking to us, you, hallelujah, amen, being evil, knowing how to be evil, hallelujah, but you still give good gifts to your children. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because the things that we do when we lie, it's not bad to God. Oh, my God, I did something bad. Hallelujah. No, that was something evil. That lie was evil. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Anything against God is evil. It's not bad. Praise God. It's evil. Hallelujah. Praise God. But with that being said, God is the forgiver of those, hallelujah, amen, who repent, who changed their mind. Hallelujah, because I did something evil. Hallelujah, we still judge people that went to jail. Hallelujah, praise God, convicted of robbery or murder or child molestation. They served their sentence. Hallelujah, amen. They say they have repented. Hallelujah, but if we keep looking at them through the eyes of who they used to be, or better yet, looking at them through the eyes of what they have done, we can never see who they are. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. If we keep looking at people through the eyes of something they've done, praise God, we will never see who they are. Hallelujah. Praise God. People today, you wonder, why can't they see me for who I am? Hallelujah, because they still remember the stuff y'all did together. They still remember when y'all went club hopping. Hallelujah, praise God. And hotel room hopping. Praise God, where y'all was taking shots and trying to see who could get drunk the fastest. Hallelujah, praise God. And doing all kinds of silly stuff. Hallelujah, they still remember that version of you, that version of that person who did those things. Hallelujah, amen. And they're having trouble separating, hallelujah, what you did from who you are. And God wants us to not have the same problem with other people. Hallelujah. That's why some people want to call us holier than thou and make all these kind of comments, praise God, because we come off, amen, praise God, like we know who they are. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know who you are. I just know what you've done, and I don't even know why you did it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I didn't know you were in a loveless hallelujah, sexless marriage. Praise God. That doesn't excuse it. Hallelujah, amen. But I didn't know why you did it. I just labeled you, hallelujah, a fornicator and adulterer. Hallelujah, praise God, without knowing the reasons why. See, don't you, ain't you glad that God takes into consideration the reasons why? The court system that we live in, hallelujah, the judgment system that we live in, it doesn't take into consideration why. Hallelujah, amen. If you kill somebody, you are guilty of murder. Why? Hallelujah, just tells us, just gives us a motive. That just gives us further reason to put you in the electric chair or throw you away for the rest of your life. Hallelujah, but God takes into account the reasons why. Hallelujah, amen. You wasn't sleeping around because you were a whore. You were sleeping around because you were looking for love. But people don't look at that. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. They look at the act. Hallelujah, and label you for the act. Praise God. They don't know why you lied. Hallelujah. They don't know why you stole. You was trying to feed some kids, but they all they know is that you stole something. The reason, hallelujah, amen, goes out the window. But thank God we got a God of grace. And as we said in the beginning of the program, his mercy endures, hallelujah, to all generations. Our God is a good God. Hallelujah. And we ought to be thankful for that. Praise God. Before we leave tonight, praise God, if there's anybody out there listening to the program, hallelujah, over the airwaves, and you want to accept Christ into your life, if you want, hallelujah, amen, to be a part of the body of Christ, amen, and receive this grace of God, hallelujah, you've come to that point of repentance where you're ready to change and you're ready to get it right, hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Don't wait to get it right then come to God. I used to say this a lot. Come to God and let him get you right, because you can't get yourself right. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you got a car, hallelujah, and your car break down, you don't sit your car in the garage and tell it to fix itself. Hallelujah, amen. You take your car to the mechanic because the mechanic, hallelujah, and if you got a little money, you take your car to the dealer. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. Hallelujah, because you got a warranty, amen. And only they know how to fix your car, because that the dealer, hallelujah, is the one, is an extension of the one who created the car. Hallelujah, the one that designed the car. Hallelujah, God is the one who designed you, so you can't fix yourself. Hallelujah, Psalms 100 tells us it is he who created us and not we ourselves. Praise God, hallelujah. So when you break down, hallelujah, you got to go to the dealer. Hallelujah, amen. You got to go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. And if you want to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, hallelujah, amen. And you, hallelujah, you can't wait for the churches to open up. I was advising people, amen, before the churches was closed down. Don't wait till Sunday. Sunday ain't promised. Tomorrow ain't promised. Hallelujah, praise God. And if you want to accept Christ in your life, hallelujah, we invite you to do so, hallelujah, at this time. Hallelujah, amen. And it's very simple. All you got to do is say this simple prayer with me. Hallelujah, say, Lord Jesus, I've heard your word. I desire to change. Come into my life, into my heart. Change my mind. Make me whole. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. And we believe, praise God, hallelujah, as Christians, hallelujah, that believe in the Word of God, that the Word of God says if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart, hallelujah, amen, that you are saved. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Right now, where you at, hallelujah, even in all your mess, you are saved. But thank God for his grace. I like to call it a grace card. Hallelujah. God gives us a grace card. It's like a credit card, hallelujah, amen, that has grace on it. So when we mess up, we can swipe that card till we get it right. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. See, I want to explain, that's the difference between running this race by yourself and running it with God. When you're running by yourself, you ain't got the grace of God with you. Hallelujah. Amen. So you're going to keep messing up, and you're not going to get it right. Hallelujah, praise God, because you don't have the grace of God. But if you have the grace of God, hallelujah, amen, you can mess up, hallelujah, and mess up, but eventually, hallelujah, the grace of God gonna get you right. The word of God, hallelujah, amen. Praise God. The Bible tells us, hallelujah, that the word of God will not come back void. Hallelujah. It will not come back void. In other words, once it goes out, it's going to come back with a profit. It's going to come back with a result. Hallelujah. And those words that you just spoke, the Bible tells us that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Hallelujah. And we will eat the fruits thereof. Whatever we speak, hallelujah, amen, is what's going into motion. Hallelujah. With all of the Buddhists and everybody likes to call putting positive energy into the atmosphere, they stole that from Jesus. I'm going to tell you. Hallelujah, amen. All we doing is speaking things that are not, hallelujah, as if they were. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, amen. The principles of God work whether you want to attach it to God or not. God the one said it. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. You call it karma. Hallelujah, amen. We call it seed sowing. Sowing and reaping. That's what we call it. Hallelujah, amen. Whatsoever a man soweth. Hallelujah. You have just sowed deliverance with your mouth. You have just sowed salvation with your mouth. Hallelujah. You have just sowed eternal life with your mouth because you have just accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah on tonight. And we thank God for you. We advise you, amen, when the churches open up back up, praise God, find a good Bible-based, hallelujah, church, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. And we are all, the anointed truth of Christ is always, hallelujah, online, praise God, with the word of God, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. And we just, amen, we just thank God for you. Hallelujah, on tonight. We have certainly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. We want to thank once again Sister Valencia Scott, hallelujah, for bringing forth that powerful message on tonight. Praise God, amen. And she will, amen, be back online next week. Amen, delivering another message from the word of God, another word of God. Hallelujah, amen. So we thank God, hallelujah, for her. Hallelujah, we have a name change. We're changing the name of our program on Thursday night from Thursday Night Thunder, hallelujah, to the Anointed Movie Review. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. So it's the same format. We just do it a name change, praise God, hallelujah, so we can highlight the gifts, hallelujah, that God has given the woman of God. Amen. And once again, we thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. Hallelujah. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go ahead and pray us out. We will be online Sunday. Sunday morning, hallelujah, with Care Church, hallelujah, amen. And we will be online later on that afternoon at 5 o'clock Central Time, which is 3 o'clock Pacific Time, and 6 o'clock Eastern Time with Straight Talk, hallelujah, amen, where we discuss a lot of issues that we don't normally discuss, hallelujah, at least not in the church. Praise God, maybe in the beauty shops and in the barber shops, hallelujah, and a little bit at work when we gossiping on our phone, praise God. But when it comes to really having a discussion about, hallelujah, things like alcohol, marijuana, sex, drugs, hallelujah, amen. We don't discuss those things, certain doctrines of the Bible that certain people follow, hallelujah, praise God. We don't necessarily discuss those things, hallelujah, amen. So we want to have this venue so we can, hallelujah, discuss these things, and we invite each and every one of y'all to participate with us. We have an excellent panel. I don't call them a panel of experts. Hallelujah, amen. We're a panel of truth seekers. Praise God, hallelujah. A panel of truth seekers, praise God, from all over the country. Hallelujah, amen. From New York, New Jersey, California, Memphis, Texas, hallelujah, Kentucky, Florida. So, amen, we invite everybody to come call in. Praise God, hallelujah, and be blessed as we discuss the word of God for our edification. Hallelujah. Not to argue and not to see who's right. Hallelujah. Not to see who's wrong. Hallelujah. But to further our development in the knowledge and the wisdom of the word. Hallelujah of God. Amen. Praise God. So we invite everybody back on Sunday. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and close us out tonight with a word of prayer. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, once again, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on tonight. Hallelujah. We will continue, hallelujah, to praise your name. We will continue to magnify you even as we leave the line, but never from your presence. And we just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. Hallelujah. Lord, we just pray, hallelujah, amen, that you touch each and every person who called in and everybody who tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. And we thank you once again. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And on behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. I'm going to leave y'all tonight with a little Shirley Caesar. Hallelujah, amen. She say we're going to get caught up one day. Hallelujah, amen. So y'all jam a little Shirley, and we'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ worldwide. And we uncensored. Y'all have a blessed night.
I'm going to be holding.
Yes, sir.
Hey. Driving in a storm, it is very tempting to want to pull under the overpass and wait for the storm to pass because you don't want to get stuck in the middle of the storm. And so even right now in life, it is so easy to just want to pull over in the middle of the storm that we're in, and you want to pull over and stop dreaming and stop believing and stop thinking that things can get better. But I want you to know that God did not build you to pull over, that you are storm-proof because he's in the storm with you. So keep driving